Test 7. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all of your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a customer try to book an appointment for a haircut. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi there, the Highlight Hair Salon here. How can I help you?
My name's Amanda, and I'd like to book an appointment, please, with Susie, for as soon as possible. Just for a haircut, thanks.
The speaker says she would like to book an appointment with Susie, so Susie should be written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hi there, the Highlight Hair Salon here. How can I help you?
My name's Amanda, and I'd like to book an appointment, please, with Susie, for as soon as possible. Just for a haircut, thanks.
That's fine. Amanda, just bear with me here for a few seconds. I'm just going into Susie's diary on the computer. Okay, now we do have a free slot this afternoon at 3:30. She's had a customer cancel this morning, you see. Would that be convenient?
No, sorry. I wouldn't be able to get there on time. How about around 5:30? You are open late this evening, aren't you?
No, not anymore. We close at 5:30 this evening. We used to stay open late 3 evenings a week, but we've cut that down now to just Thursdays and Fridays. We haven't opened late on Wednesdays since June. I can do you 5:30. Ah, no, sorry. Wait a minute. 5:45 on Thursday, if you like.
Yes, that sounds great. I'll book that, please. Actually, I only need a haircut for now, but I'd also like to talk with Susie about some suggestions for a hairstyle for my wedding. I'm getting married in September, and I'd like some advice.
Great. I'll just take your full name and contact details. Susie will be happy to advise you, Amanda. If you've got any ideas, bring some pictures in with you, and she'll be able to tell you what she thinks. Later on, we can book some more appointments for you, so you can try out some of the styles. Does that sound good?
Perfect.
You now have some time to read questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
So you've obviously been here before if you know Susie. What's your surname, please?
Actually, no, I haven't. A friend of mine, Jane Sands, comes to you regularly, and she recommended Susie to me. She said that Susie's just brilliant. My surname is Burns, Amanda Burns.
Burns? Is that B-U-R-N-S?
No, actually, it's B-I-R-N-S. It's spelt with an I, not a U. And my contact number is... Actually, I'll give you my work number, as my mobile isn't working properly, and I've just moved to a new apartment and don't have a landline number yet. So my work number is 07-342-9001.
07-342-9001. 342-9001. Okay. So, we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Do you know how to find us? We're at Eastgate Shopping Centre.
Yes, I remember seeing your shop a while ago. You're next door to the big electrical shop, aren't you?
That's right. We used to be, but the electrical shop isn't here anymore. It's a big pharmacy now. There's open-air parking to the rear of our building, or you can park in the multi-storey car park in the centre. It's free for the first 3 hours at both of the car parks. After that, you pay on the meters.
Great, that's good to know. Well, thank you very much for your help. I'll see you later in the week. Bye for now.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.